Cold weather is here, and that could mean sticker shock for utility customers when they get the bill. WHYY's Tom McDonald talked with an expert who has some tips to take some of the sting out of the cost of keeping warm.
Dan of NRG, a regional power supplier, says something as easy as installing a smart thermostat will help you save money on your utility bills this winter.
So that's going to monitor your activities throughout your home and adjust the temperature accordingly.
Cunney says when you're away for a long weekend, make sure to turn off appliances and electronics that draw power even when they aren't being used.
The appliances and other bigger electricity consumers in your house are going to suck energy from the grid in a way that is going to be more significant than I think the average person realizes. So you can unplug game consoles and TVs and things, especially if you're going to be traveling throughout the holidays.
You can even pick up smart power strips that automatically turn off those electronics when not in use. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner brought a budget request to the city council asking for additional money for everything from shutting down big drug organizations to putting a stop to retail theft in the city. He used the mayor's own words in his pitch.
Particularly involving prolific offenders, as well as further dismantling complex drug, sex, and labor trafficking operations in the city, all of which, of course, make us exactly what we want to be, safer, cleaner, greener, with economic opportunity.
Krasner added a pitch for money to retain the good attorneys he's recruited to stop them from going into chasing down car crash victims in the city. The council hasn't committed any money to the DA at this point. Well, right now, outside in Center City, Philadelphia, about 40 degrees and wintry mix. That is what is coming down right now. A little rain, a little snow, a little sleet. Roll the dice, step outside and see what is falling from the sky. The precipitation going to persist for the next couple of hours or so. Cloudy for much of tonight. Temperatures in the overnight hours get down to about freezing. Looking ahead to tomorrow, well, Wednesday should be sunny.